Amateur Radio Newsline report number 2515 with a release date of Friday, January 9th, 2026, to follow in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The following is a QST. The FCC bans the sale of foreign-made drones in the U.S. Montenegro launches its first satellite and an HF net to take care of family caregivers. All this and more as Amateur Radio Newsline report number 2515 comes your way right now.
From around the world, this is Newsline, Amateur Radio's independent, on-the-air news and bulletin service. Now, reporting from Union, Kentucky, here's Neil Rapp, WB9VPG.
Our top story is of particular interest to drone users. A ban on imports into the U.S. now means that only American-made drones with American-made parts may be sold here. Kent Peterson, KC0DGY, picks up the story from here.
The import and sales of foreign-made drones and components are now banned in the U.S. following action by the Federal Communications Commission, citing the potential of national security risks. The agency's move follows an executive order from the White House in June banning unmanned aircraft systems and their parts. The executive order, known as Restoring American Aerospace Sovereignty, stated that the move also has the goal of boosting drone manufacture in the U.S. for use here and for export to the global marketplace. The ban is expected to have far-reaching effects on drone sellers as well as their customers. Drones are widely used by first responders, farmers, business owners, and hobbyists. The ban only affects new products that are not already here in the U.S. This is Kent Peterson, KC0DGY.
As of January 1st, the landscape for drone operators has also changed in the UK under new Civil Aviation Authority regulations. Each drone to be sold must carry class marks that reflect compliance with that particular aircraft's technical and safety standards. The class marks are similar to those used in the EU and cover where and how the drone can be flown. There is also an array of new regulations covering different weights of drones and their permitted proximity to people or crowds of people. Drones carrying cameras and weighing at least 100 grams are also required to have a flyer ID. A remote ID is also required to transmit the drone's identification and its location while airborne. The new regulations apply to drone use by hobbyists as well as professionals. The class-based regulations do not apply to drones purchased before the first of this year. They will instead operate under the weight-based rules. For specific rules, visit caa.co.uk/drones. There's a bit of celebration in Montenegro, which recently marked a satellite first, as we hear from Jeremy Boot, G4NJH.
Weighing just under 2 kilograms, the 1U CubeSat began its journey on the 28th of December aboard a Soyuz carrier rocket from Russia's new Cosmodrome near the border with China, a project of Montenegro Space Research. It is designed to collect data for transmission back to Earth. On board are a high-resolution camera, solar panels, and a variety of sensors, all designed to function throughout the satellite's 3-year mission in low Earth orbit. Montenegro's Amateur Radio Association announced that it received its first telemetry signals from the satellite on the 31st of December, adding that it planned to donate an antenna to the Space Research Organization for everyday reception. The satellite has been named Lucha, which is Montenegrin for light. This is Jeremy Boot, G4NJH.
A well-regarded electronic supply business in Connecticut is not closing its doors after the death of its founder last year. Instead, the company is moving, as we hear from CellMB KB3TZD.
Quicksilver Radio Products, the popular Connecticut-based business established by John Bartshearer and 1GNV 2 decades ago, is relocating to Pennsylvania as a division of the New Holland Radio Shack. John, who was widely known as John B., became a silent key in October of 2025 while he was hospitalized. The death of the popular and personable radio amateur also drew concerns among loyal, longtime customers that his business would permanently close its doors. In a late December announcement that appeared in the QRZ.com forums and on Facebook, the company said it was in the process of moving its inventory to its new location. Quicksilver said that the company also planned to have a presence at Hamcation in Orlando, Florida in February. The business's website, qsradio.com, is also operating again. This is Selembi, KB3TZD.
Experimental HF stations that had previously held waivers exempting them from station identification are now being required to transmit their assigned call signs at least once every half hour. The FCC sent letters in December to those stations who held the temporary waivers saying it was dropping the exemptions following complaints of interference from other spectrum users. The experimental licenses are for stations operating on the band between 2 and 25 megahertz. A posting on Radio World reported the change, which first appeared in experimental radio news from Bennett Cobb, AK4AV. The FCC has said that the identification must be either by voice or Morse code, and that digital encoding and digital modulation must be disabled during the ID. Do you know any hams who are potential Hall of Famers? Listen up. Here's Jack Parker, W8ISH.
Nominations are open now through to the 31st of March for candidates to be nominated for entry to the Heritage CQ Amateur Radio Hall of Fame. Licensed hams and any individuals whose actions have an impact on amateur radio are eligible. The Heritage CQ Amateur Radio Hall of Fame continues the tradition established in 2001 by CQ Magazine, which has ceased publication. Ham Gallery oversees the Hall of Fame and is accepting nominations sent to the attention of Tom Roscoe, KHCX, at khcx@hamgallery.com. A diverse group of licensed amateurs will review the nominations. Please ensure that the words CQ Amateur Radio Hall of Fame appear in your email's subject line. There will be a maximum of 3 inductees. This is Jack Parker, W8ISH.
The nomination period is also open through to the 1st of March for the Contest Hall of Fame, which is being managed by the Worldwide Radio Operators Foundation. Originally established by CQ Magazine in 1986, candidates for inclusion are those who have personal operating achievements but also provided meaningful support to others in pursuit of contesting excellence. Recent inductees include Uli Weiss, DJ2YA, and Pat Barkey, N9RV. The Hall of Fame also includes Silent Key Dick Ross, K2MGA, president of CQ Publishing. For details, visit the website contesthof, that's one word, .com. A Minnesota amateur radio club is honoring the U.S. Army chaplain whose prayers provided courage and faith to General George Patton's troops during World War II. He also happened to be a licensed ham who became a silent key in 1995. Kent Peterson, KC0DGY, brings us the details.
Father George Metcalf, who held the call sign W0JH, also held faith in the troops he served under General George Patton, and that favorable weather would aid the Allies' efforts during the Battle of the Bulge. With the help of a fellow military chaplain, the priest offered a prayer for the Allies to enter the key battle under fair skies. In the decade that followed the war's end, the Episcopal priest made his home at what is now the Belwin Conservancy's Savannah Center in Afton, Minnesota. On January 9th, 10th, and 11th, the Stillwater Amateur Radio Association will be on the air from the priest's former home to honor him and will be using his original call sign. They will be joined by Father Brian K. Burgess, KD4UTL, an Episcopal bishop who will be visiting from Illinois to operate with the hams and officiate on Sunday at a local service. This is Kent Peterson, KC0DGY.
In Germany, amateurs' use of the 70 megahertz band appears to be in limbo as of January 1st. The annual temporary use permit that had been in place expired on the 31st of December. The regulator has taken no action to renew it. The novice level, the middle license class in Germany, amateur radio licenses have had temporary permission to use the 6-meter band. The nation's regulator, BNetzA, a federal agency, has not extended these operating privileges for Class E license holders. Any amateurs wishing to transmit on 50 megahertz in Germany must hold a Class A full license, which has had permanent access to the band since June 2024. Time for you to identify your station. We are the Amateur Radio Newsline, heard on bulletin stations around the world, including the Mid-State Hams WA9RDF repeater in Greenwood, Indiana on Sundays at 7 p.m. local time. 125 years have passed since commercial telegraphy began at the Lizard Wireless Station in the UK, where operators discovered that radio waves could follow the curve of the Earth. This month, hams are at that same clifftop site in Cornwall, marking the occasion and the role the station played in shaping communications forever. We hear more from Jeremy Boot, G4NJH.
The commercial telegraphy station that opened in 1901 at the Lizard Wireless Station captured the imagination of the pioneer Guglielmo Marconi. He used it as a test site whilst planning what was to become part of his historic transatlantic transmissions from near Poldhu in December of that year. By then, radio had already emerged as a prominent communication force. Just 23 days after the Lizard station opened, its operators received the first over-the-horizon wireless signals sent from St. Catherine's Point on the Isle of Wight. It was a record-setting moment. The station's historic call sign, GB4LWS, is back on the air throughout the month of January. Ham radio operators from the Cornish Radio Amateur Club join Jeff, G0FH, and Tim, M0AFJ, of the National Trust, to mark the anniversary. Jeff, the Lizard's amateur radio operations manager, told Newsline that the celebration recognizes the station's role in creating the foundation for our modern, connected world. This is Jeremy Boot, G4NJH.
It's a race against the clock, or at least the calendar, for members of the Rebel DX group as they step up their plans to activate a very environmentally sensitive DX location, Conway Reef, 300 miles south of Fiji. John Williams, VK4JJW, has those details.
The Rebel DX group has announced that they expect to face fully restricted physical access to Conway Reef, but are nonetheless hoping to activate the site before the new limitations begin. The team posted a notice on various DX news sites saying, quote, "We're quickly organizing a trip to 3D2/C before the new restrictions take place," end quote. The team reports that Fiji's Ministry of Fisheries will soon designate the site as a restricted access zone. No specific dates were provided in their announcement, either for the activation plans or the start of the restrictions. A trip to Conway Reef would mark a fourth return there. The Rebel DX group activated it in May of 2024 as 3D2CCC. Facing numerous challenges, including very windy conditions and issues with birds interfering with the equipment. This is John Williams, VK4JJW.
The letter X is often used to symbolize a crossing, and one ham club based in Japan is putting that symbol to good use, helping new CW operators cross the barrier of fear. Jason Daniels, VK2LAW, gives us the details.
The activity is called CQ Xing or CQ Crossing, and it was launched on the 1st of January by the A1 Club to help new CW operators overcome their fear of having QSOs longer than the customary short exchange. Described as a crossing to meet more CW friends, the activity centres around 7.030 MHz, particularly on Fridays from 1300 to 1500 UTC. The International Club, which is based in Japan, said in its announcement that while a simple exchange of RSTs is often fine, amateurs engaging in CQXing are leaving the opportunity open for something a bit longer, even a rag chew. The club said that calling CQ in this manner conveys, quote, "our shared desire to operate with consideration and respect, making it easier for CW beginners to participate," end quote. Any ham hearing the message CQ, A1CXING, is welcome to reply. A speed of between 10 to 20 words per minute is suggested. To find out more about the A1 Club, visit the link in the text edition of this week's newscast at arnewsline.org. This is Jason Daniels, VK2LAW.
In the world of DX, listen for Giovanni IZ2DPX operating as PJ7-IZ2DPX and Flavio IW2NEF operating as PJ7-IW2NEF as they activate St. Martin, IOTA number NA105. They will be on the air from the 13th through to the 21st of January using sideband and FT8 and FT4 on various bands. The DARC team special event station will be active as DH2026EM between the 10th of January and the 10th of February during the Men's European Handball Championship, being co-hosted by Denmark, Sweden, and Norway. Matthias DL2MM is on the air as P40AA from Aruba, IOTA number SA036, from the 11th through to the 29th of January, and its operations will include the CQ Worldwide 160-meter CW contest. Outside the contest, listen for him using CW sideband and FT8 on 160 through 10 meters. A group of radio operators from the Palau Radio Club are on Koror Island, IOTA number OC009, operating from the 7th through to the 15th of January. Listen for T88HS, T88SM, and T88XE. The three will be using various bands and modes. See QRZ.com for all QSL details about these activations. Hams, by many definitions, are caretakers. Through public service, they care for their communities. Through fellowship, they mentor and care for one another. There is also another level of caretaking, one that has less visibility, but carries perhaps the greatest commitment of all. In our final story for this week, Jim Davis, W2JKD, explains.
48 Novembers have come and gone since Doug, KC2YME, and his wife Linda were married, and they've rarely been apart. The couple raised three sons, and even as Doug pursued his career, he found joy in his off hours as a ham radio operator. Those off hours are precious to him now, since he retired to become a full-time caregiver to his wife who has dementia and requires kidney dialysis. Being deaf, she either reads his lips or increasingly relies on messages being written down. Still, amateur radio is there for him, and at times, Doug's rag chews have put him in touch with any number of amateurs who, like him, are devoting time, sometimes full time, to a family member's complex needs. He's now hoping to bring together these kindred spirits to gather on 40 meters to share insights, stories, and ultimately, friendship. He's looking for suggestions as to the date and time for such a net. Anyone wishing to join or learn more can contact him at kc2yme ham@gmail.com. I'm Jim Davis, W2JKD.
It's a new year. How about some new ham radio haikus from our Newsline listeners? Visit our website at arnewsline.org, and as you compose your ode to your favorite on-the-air activity, we will help you use the correct number of syllables to make an authentic haiku. Submit your work and then sit back and wait to hear whether your inspired haiku will be highlighted on our website where everyone can read it. With thanks to Amateur News Daily, AMSAT News Service, ARRL, Bennett Cobb, AK4AV, David BR, K7DB, DARC, DX News, Doug Backer, KC2YME, FCC, 425 DX Bulletin, Jeff G0FHT, Montenegro Space Research Organization, National Trust, NZNet News, Pioneer Press, Radio World, ShortwaveRadio.de, Space Watch Global, Stillwater Amateur Radio Association, Wireless Institute of Australia, and you, our listeners, that's all from the Amateur Radio Newsline. We remind our listeners that Amateur Radio Newsline is an all-volunteer, non-profit organization that incurs expenses for its continued operation. If you wish to support us, please visit our website at arnewsline.org and know that we appreciate you all. We also remind our listeners that if you like our newscast, please leave us a 5-star rating wherever you subscribe to us. For now, with Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT, at the news desk in New York, and our news team worldwide, I'm Neil Rapp, WB9VPG in Union, Kentucky, saying 7-3. And as always, we thank you for listening. We wish all our listeners the very best for the year ahead in 2026. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2026. Amateur Radio Newsline retains ownership of its material even when retransmitted elsewhere. All rights are reserved.